What's going on out there? I know it's been a while since I've done one of these just straight talks. It's been a long while, actually. And, you know, I hope and I trust that you are doing really, really well out there. I know it's some crazy times right now. And, yeah, this is just kind of a chance to, away from all of the formal stuff we've been doing with all the sermons and the Bible studies, and I guess the Bible studies aren't so formal, but just a chance just to kind of talk with you a little bit, away from everything. And, yeah, I think, you know, this has been a full year, as far as work and ministry and everything else. And, you know, I think I'm just seeing so much of what God has been doing with me, you know, in my own walk and in my own progression. And, you know, I appreciate how many people are checking in on the site these days and are checking things out. And, you know, I mean, what I strive to do, you know, even with this site, has been to just whatever God gives me, just to give it out, and wherever He gives the opportunity to share it. You know, something that's kind of interesting, you know, about the walk in the Spirit is that there's a timeless aspect to it. There's a timeless aspect to the words that are spoken. There's a timeless aspect to that which comes through us when we do something like this or along these lines. And so, you know, I've had people writing a lot of times, actually, that will listen to something weeks, even months after it had been done, and they'll just say, wow, that was you know, exactly what God was, what was going on in their life at that time, and God put a word there for them. And you know, he does that with us, you know? So there is an eternal aspect to the things that we do. There's an eternal resonance in something we do when it's in connection with Spirit. So just be encouraged when you open yourself up for the work of the Spirit of God through you, that there's a lasting element to it, and it's not really done in the mind, but it's something that flows from the Spirit. So, yeah, wow, so it's been a full year. I'm thinking right now with the site, some things will probably change a little bit going on to this next year. I'm personally gonna try to do a few more talks now and then when I can, just because I think it's an easier way for me to give you some feedback from the people that are writing in and writing to me. It's an easier way for me to communicate like this than I mean, obviously when the audios are going and we're in a more formal setting where we're preaching and going through the Word, it's a little more difficult. But yeah, so some of the things, I guess, that are coming back, one is just right now how hard it is, I think, for people to find places that, you know, really are speaking the truth and are giving the Word out without reservation and without an agenda or an ulterior motive. And you know, the people I know that are the truest servants of God at this time, the ones that are really giving the Word out clean, all of them have no hidden agenda. All of them are just purely desiring to just say, all right, here's what God's given me, and I'm happy to share it. And so it's, I look for that, I guess, in the people that minister these days. Because too often when people have something that they're trying to benefit from out of that word that they're speaking, it gets twisted, it gets tainted. It's not a clean word anymore. You know, you can still get some knowledge out of that. You can still learn something out of that. But I think it's kind of in spite of that person and not in step, in that, in, rather than that person being in step with what the Spirit of God is doing. So so for me personally, that pretty much eliminates every denominational church and every mainstay system of religion. You know, I mean, you can luck out, you know, you can go into some place and God can work despite the systems that are there. I mean, He's done that with us before in the past. But it's a new time right now. You know, it's a new season. And just like you know, during the summertime, certain things that would grow in a certain place, they won't grow in that same spot in the winter because the season's changed. And so right now, too, the season really in the world has shifted, and the people of God are in step with what the Spirit of God is doing. But, yeah, you know, I think one of the blessings for me in these days has been that really made some good friends. Good friends just in different places. A lot of them, you know, some of them I haven't even ever met. Barbara, I don't know if you're listening to this over in Connecticut at Cornerstone Books, but you are such a blessing. You really, really are. You're a very special woman, and I truly thank God for you, just for the way that you've encouraged my heart. And, you know, of course, Zeph and Trish, you guys out there, you've been just thank you for being there and for your prayers as well. They really do help. And for all of you that pray for us, pray, don't just keep me in prayer for sure. And also Daniel, who's the technical wizard behind the site. You wouldn't have the site if Daniel wasn't on board for this whole operation. And Patrick, who checks in and prays and helps keep this thing encouraged as well. And for different people, God bless you, my brother Mahari. I'm looking forward to working with you on some of these things in the days ahead too. So, you know, there's just good people that God puts in our lives for certain works at certain times. And really just to be open to that, because you will be added to different teams of followers of Christ all over the world in these days. And, you know, really just to be open to that, to look for the true hearts, to look for those that are His. Sometimes you will be the one receiving, and sometimes you'll be the one giving, and sometimes it'll be a mutual exchange. But whatever it is, to seek to be aligned with what the Spirit of God is doing. yeah, I had a really, really cool dream last night, and just kind of woke up this morning with a revelation, I guess, and an understanding. I'll give you the summary version of what's relevant, I guess, to everybody, which is, you know, the Spirit is really the true you, the Spirit that's inside of you, at the core of who you are. That's the true you. And, you know, that soul that you have, that's around the Spirit. It's that soul is the goal is okay for a follower of God. Your spirit is activated when you come into Christ Jesus. When Christ Jesus, when that spirit is made alive in you because of Him, and because the second Adam is a life-giving spirit. When the Spirit of God is made alive in you, your spirit is revived in Him. You're no longer dead, but alive in Christ. That you seek, and I seek, and my realization is to bring your soul, your that mind, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, to bring that soul in line with the thinking of the Spirit, and then to bring your physical body, because the body is what you use to get around in this world while you're here, but to bring then the body in line with the Spirit and the soul. So if you can attain an alignment of spirit, soul, and body together, you unlock an open door for the free flow of the Kingdom of God in and through you, and a flow from heaven that flows down through you out into the lives of this world, wherever God would put you. And one of the reasons why that free flow is not there for so many is because their soul or their body is out of alignment with the Spirit of God that's in them. So if the soul is out of alignment, or the flesh is easy to understand because, for example, Isaiah 59:2, which talks about your sins, how it, you know, it's put a block between, you know, you and God. is you just kind of understand that, okay, you know, the things that are done, for example, in the natural body, if the body is given over as a living sacrifice, like Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about, if it's given over as a living sacrifice, you, on that level, put your body in a place where the Spirit of God can flow freely through. Likewise, with the soul as well. You know, if, for example, if you are a true child of God, but the thinking that you have in you is the thinking of a man. Now, God can do whatever He wants to, but if you think about it on a long-term basis, on a long-term thing, so you can have some one-off stuff happen, but on a long-term thing, if your thinking is not in alignment with His, because as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are His thoughts above your thoughts, His ways above our ways. So if the thinking has not been aligned, the soul has not been aligned with the Spirit of God, then if you were to prosper in that way that you go, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death, Proverbs 14, Proverbs 16. So if you were to prosper in that way, you would do so to your own hurt, your own peril. So one of the reasons why certain things don't flow is because the soul is not in alignment with the Spirit, and they don't flow to the degree that they could. So first thing first is the alignment of the Spirit with the Father, and then the alignment of the soul with the Spirit of God in you, which is in alignment with the Father, and then bringing that body that you have, the flesh, into alignment with the Spirit and the soul. That is, I think, an ideal state of existence while you're in the world. Because if you can bring that into that place by working with the Spirit of God, you bring yourself, now it's a work that the Spirit of God does in you. You can't necessarily do it, but you can set your will to the Father's for that to happen in you. So that's the prayer, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. You know, setting your will for that and working with the Father so that that can happen in you. This is also where obedience comes in, where He shows you something and you adjust. And, you know, if you mess up, you repent, you get right, you realign, and you keep moving with Him. But don't stay in a place of willful disobedience, because then you are cementing yourself in a misaligned position and really just stagnating yourself unnecessarily. So, I need to create some visuals or something. Sometimes it's a lot easier to see a picture than it is to hear the words. But, you know, we're working within the limitations of the technology that we have. Thank you for the few of you that chip in every now and then to help us run this site. And, you know, this appreciated, it really is, because, you know, we strive to give everything out for free. But even though we do that, it doesn't mean that it doesn't cost. It costs in different ways. One is we get attacked in the spirit. We get spiritual attacks a lot. And I know some of you that pray, and some of you that God has called to pray. This is really appreciated, because it gives us... Okay, here. When somebody you know is ministering the Word of God, what happens if you pray for that person and you war in the Spirit for that person or for that ministry, what happens is you then in the Spirit work with God in creating space, knocking back the forces of the enemy, so that that person that's doing that work doesn't have to do that fight, and they can focus on the fight at hand, which is to present that word, which is to get that truth out, which is to minister the gospel to the people that need it there. And when you don't fight for those people, when you don't pray for them, what you end up doing is they're fighting on every side. They're warring on every side. They're being attacked left and right. Plus, they're trying to get that word out as well. And if you sit on the sidelines, if you just watch and see what happens when there was something that you could do to help, that's on your head, you know, that's on your hands. And you've seen some really good people that could have kept going had you helped them. You've seen them go down. And, you know, those voices, there's not that many of them anymore. There's not too many that I know of. So what I do is I seek to support in prayer, support financially, support in word and in deed, every ministry that I know that's true at this time. And there's a blessing in it also that, you know, I don't go after that blessing, but I realize that it's there in supporting those true works of God, because you're supporting the ministries that God is working with at this time. And so if you become a channel for which the Spirit of God can flow through to help those ministries, be it in prayer, be it financially, be it in word, be it physically, where you go and you actually physically help them, then God would, of course, equip you more, because in equipping you more, it serves to further that word and the ministry which He's doing. So, I mean, just think logically, if you were God, where would you help? Where would you put your ideas? Where would you give people opportunity? And now, this is His thing, though. This is not the kingdom of the world. Actually, the kingdom of the world is very stretched right now. It's running out of opportunities and possibilities for its own people. So it's going to have to kill off a lot of them pretty soon, because it can't sustain what it already has inside of its own system. Now, God is miraculous. He can make baskets full from a few loaves of fish and bread. So, a few loaves of bread, sorry, and a few fish. Loaves of fish, yeah. So, God can take care of His people. That's not an issue for Him. He gives ideas, He gives abilities to create, He gives opportunities. He does all of that His way. But to put yourself also in a place where you can be that agent, you can be that person for the free flow of God through you. So, for me personally, I'm excited to see some of the things that are happening with Faith Mix, and to hear back, you know, people writing in from Canada, from Europe, from the States, from all over the world that are writing in and just, if you're hearing this audio and you have been receiving from the site and you've been blessed by the words that have been going out from here, please do drop an email just to faithmix.com or faithmix@gmail.com and just say that you have been. I know a lot of you kind of listen in on stuff, but it encourages us to know that you're out there listening to. And we want to be as much a support as we can to you in your walk and in your journey. And because, you know, for us, it's a blessing for us to be able to do the work that God gives us. And each of us has a part to play. I think part of it, for me, I've been learning, has been really, you know, where has God put skills, talents, abilities, giftings in me. And to know that place where I can be the greatest benefit as the Spirit of God puts me there and empowers me for that task, where is it that I can be the greatest use for the kingdom of God during the time that we're in the earth? Because, we're not here for that long. You know, we really, really aren't. This life really is incredibly short. And whether you live another 100 years or you live another 10 days, it's over very fast. And the best thing you can do, go back to something I said a little earlier, is to align your spirit with the Spirit of God, your soul with the Spirit of God, your body and your flesh with the Spirit of God, so that you can, while you're in the earth, be about the purposes of God. The Spirit of God can flow through you, and then from that too, you are on an eternal journey, a lasting journey, a blessed journey, where it's there's eternal benefit to even your time while you're here in the earth. The world works very hard to put everything out of alignment for all of that are here. So to keep your spirit dead, to get your soul thinking like a man and stuck in the world system, and to just mess up your flesh as much as possible so that you can't, that your body's just a mess. So that if you were a car, to give you 4 flat tires, put sugar in your gas tank, and crack your windshield, and just leave you on the side of the road just paralyzed. And that's really what the world is seeking to do with you. Now, if you can get into step with the Spirit of God, He can show you how to put those things right. But you have to willfully give Him the keys to the car and give Him the keys to your life. Willfully get out of the way and let Him be Lord. And, it takes 100% surrender to Him. You can't hold back any part of yourself. At the place that you hold back is the place of your limitation. Whereas if you give all of yourself over to Him, you will receive that full benefit of what it is to walk with Him. And, truly, why go halfway, with this thing? Why do this thing halfway? Why go, at the point that you don't trust, you find the limitation there. So, just an encouragement, walk clean, walk clean with the Spirit of God, guard your mind, guard your heart. The heart is, if your body is the temple of the living God, and it is, your heart is the Holy of Holies. My dad had a really good word on this recently, and a powerful word, but your heart really is the Holy of Holies, and so, that should be the place where the Ark of the Covenant is in your life, the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the promises of God are kept, the understanding of who God is and the revelation of who He is being kept there. And guard your heart, don't let the world get into the temple, be it in the outer court, inner court, or Holy of Holies. Don't let the world get that close. Keep it out, Keep it out. Make a decision. Work with God. And the places when you realize in yourself where the world has gotten in, let Jesus take it out. So it's a good time. It is a good time to be part of what God is doing right now. I went back and I checked. I know. There's some things that really, we haven't kept up on much. I think this has been a season really of just putting out a lot of audios. But a lot of audios for us, I guess. I put up the notes whenever I can, whenever I get the opportunity and the time to put the notes together. I do try to put those out there for you. And for myself too, because sometimes it's a lot easier way for me to go back and get them. It's just like that, just to have them online. But like the blog, God gave just a bit of a revelation at the start of 2008. Still up there on our blog, but just seeing how that, because you got to remember where the world was when these words were given. When people read these visions and stuff today, it's like, oh yeah, of course. But when people, during that time. They would have something else to say. And so anyways, but understanding too and taking confidence in the way that God is speaking to us, the way that God is showing things to His people, and revealing what's ahead, so that we can, also just make the decision to stay in step and not be out of alignment with what He's doing in the earth at this time. So it is a really amazing time for the people of God. You are blessed, actually, to be living in this time, because you're blessed to be living in a time when so much is going on, and you can be a part of the purposes of God in a very exciting time. Whereas, you know, if everything was just it can be so real because of the trials that you will face. Whereas if you're living in a time of nothing going on, that'd just be a quick life. There's no let God's calling His people to an adventure, and you have to let go of what you thought your life was in this world to accept the adventure that God has for you. And it's a willful choice. It's a willful decision. Yeah, there is a confrontation of yourself with yourself, with every fear that you might have. You have to face those things. But if you walk with the Spirit of God in that, He will show you. He will reveal to you. He will quicken you in what those are, and really the fact that He is more than all of those things. He is more. He is bigger than all of that. If you put your trust in Him, those that put their trust in the Lord will never be put to shame. So, yeah. So just a quick talk here, and I'm gonna try to do more talks, I think, in the days ahead. And I think God is maybe setting it up so I'm gonna get a chance to get a little bit of a break, and towards the close of this year. So I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of time to catch my breath. And I'll be putting words up, and we'll be putting things up, and we're reworking the site a little bit. Oh, another thing on the site too is Daniel, great job on this, man. But within each of the audios, pretty soon we'll have it set up where when you click on the audio button and it opens up in a separate page, there's a link that's there. And so if you hear a message that you want to share with somebody, instead of having to instead of having to dig in and to try to explain to somebody, oh yeah, it's in the archive, or it's here, or it's there, or it's, you know, this page and down here, or maybe it gets moved, you know, it was on the home page and then it gets changed, because we do archive everything. And but instead, just to be able to just copy that link and just email it to somebody is an easy way for you to share a message with someone that you want to hear something that you heard. Also, kind of the way that the audios go, in case you haven't, in case you check back more randomly, typically what we do is the latest audios, the latest series, they'll always go on top, and the older ones that are towards the bottom will get filed in the archives underneath kind of the title that they're in. So we're gradually building up a bit of a library, and so you're welcome to help yourself. And share with the people that you know that need it. So this is a service that we seek to provide to the body of Christ. another thing too, this next year, there's probably going to be a lot more. I should say there'll be more. There'll be more ministry on the road, and this is a very mobile operation actually that we have. So my hope is to, and I'll probably have a talk on this and explain kind of what we're doing as we get further along, but I kind of share things with those that are closer to us first, because obviously we're in a spiritual war, and I'd rather not show the servants of the devil my cards I'm holding in my hand right away before we start to play, because we get enough attack as it is. So, but yeah, we got some. There's going to be basically a lot more mission stuff coming up this next year, and I think we have things in a way and in a place where we'll be able to share that with you. And for those that are close to us, we'll be able to share that previously, so that you can be praying and that you know how you can support those works. And for those of you that are checking in, we'll be able to share that with you after the fact, so that you can receive the blessing of what God does and also be encouraged in your walk and in your faith. So yeah, so this is something that's coming up, something that's coming together. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, just God bless you this day. And let's just pray real quick. And Father, I just pray right now, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters that are tuning in, Father, from different places in the world, Lord, right now. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your true church, Lord, that loves you and that desires to walk with you and to know you. And Lord, I pray, we pray right now together in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would strengthen and encourage your body this day. Lord, that your spirit would flow in and through each and every one of us, Lord. That you would bring us into complete and total alignment, Lord, as a work of your spirit in us, Father, so that we are in a place where we can fulfill the purposes that you have for us in the earth this day. Lord, we are so grateful that you have saved us. We are so grateful, Lord God, that you love us. And Lord, we commit our lives completely and totally to your will. And to your way, your kingdom come, your will be done, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I pray also that God blesses you and that God heals every one of you that are sick right now in your bodies. In Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Love you. And I'll be talking to you again sometime soon. Bye.